GMO eucalyptus trees, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Not that you have any intention of eating a eucalyptus tree, but Dr. Steve Strauss, distinguished professor of forest biotechnology in Oregon State's College of Forestry, explains to me why he's doing genetic research on the tremendously important eucalyptus. Dr. Strauss and his very powerful research team are manipulating genes in an effort to generate a modified species of eucalyptus that has favorable qualities. It's GMO research with a good result.
So, you know, you have a hugely important tree. Globally, in terms of the wood and the renewable energy supply, it's huge. When you know its genes and you then have kind of your blueprint to work from and guiding conventional breeding, because people sequence DNA all the time now, it's getting pretty cheap. So there's huge progress going on to accelerate breeding for whatever trait it would be, quality of wood, pest resistance, growth rate itself through conventional breeding, and then also genetic engineering. So now you've got the genes, and now if you understand what you're doing, and we increasingly understand, you know, how genes control traits, you can go in there and tweak it yourself rather than wait for just the right variant that Mother Nature gave you. So these are all objectives of breeding programs already. People are modifying eucalypts now to customize them and make them better. And this just is kind of a quantum leap in the scientific ability to do that, you know, to really have the blueprint and be able to know what you're doing.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.